This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Arikalis. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. It's The Wake Up Show. The Wake Up Show presented by 84 Lumber. Put your positive attitude to work at 84 Lumber, and you can apply online at 84lumber.com. Mason Rudolph is starting on Saturday. I didn't get to break the news. I know that's not breaking news, but we're going to talk about that this morning. There's also a whole lot of drama. The Steelers are officially a circus. Now, you might have thought that before. You might have thought that before I said it. But, I am officially deeming it a circus as of this show. And you can call me, 412-928-9370, if you want to react, respond to the things I'm about to say. Maybe you already know some of these things happened with the Steelers. George Pickens is, he's nuts, and some guy who's a notable national talk show host is saying something, or relaying something that T.J. Watt had said to him before the Steeler game on Saturday, before they lost. So, or perhaps it was after they lost. I forget exactly when. But still, it's interesting regardless. So we'll talk about that. And then we got some news that may excite Pittsburgh Pirate fans. Andrew McCutchen is coming back, and he is going to play for the Pirates one more season in 2024. 1 year, $5 million contract. That's the same contract he got last season to come back and play for Pittsburgh. So that's kind of exciting, and we'll see. If he can hit that home run to get him to 300, really hope so for his sake. Or for our sake as fans, I guess, because that would be exciting to watch. He's at 299 right now, and he just got over 2,000 hits this season. He's at 2,048 right now. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also talk to me through X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Mention me in a post, and perhaps I'll respond to whatever words you have to say. But I mean, I came into the season. I was passionate about baseball season. The Pirates started out strong, and then they ended up struggling to finish the season, and I was kind of upset. And the Steelers, not that they started strong, but they definitely had more going for them at the start of this month, and they've flummoxed. So really, for the Pirates and Steelers season so far, I've been really high and really passionate and very much coming on these shows, caring, and now since happened, not that I never care about baseball, but, you know, toward the end of the season, it was just kind of like, blah, you know, this is rough. Let's get Paul Skeens up here ASAP. That's what I was thinking during baseball season. And now that the Steelers are where they are, I'm just kind of like, eh. You know, when a wide receiver isn't blocking and when your best defensive player is saying what he said, which I'll go over here in a little bit, or allegedly said, I will say there's no audio of this, but there's an account from a national talk show host. When all this is going on and when Mike Tomlin looks as not confident and, you know, as not, like, the way he sounds scares me. Not for frightening reasons. It's just like you could sense something is happening that isn't, that hasn't happened before. And Tomlin went from arrogant to, oh, crap, I can't control this situation. And you can really see it. Like, you can really see it in his press conferences and the way he talks. It's just, it's interesting, and it's a little scary. But many of you want Tomlin to get fired. I know that. You think it's time, and I've told you this for the last couple days now, last week. I don't argue with those of you that say that anymore. I think that you guys have something to you with that opinion, and I wouldn't be upset if that were the case. Perhaps things can change, but it's just a matter of whether you think they will change if he gets the opportunity to stay. But got some callers on the line now at 412-928-9370. So let's start with some opinions this morning. We'll start with this caller. Good morning. What's your name? Hello. Hey, are you there?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to make an assessment here. First time in the last probably 30 years, the team I'm most excited about in this town is the Pirates.
Yeah.
Fans are struggling mightily. I think, you know, despite Sullivan being a hell of a coach, I think his time may be passing here. Tomlin's time may be passing here. Same kind of thing. Maybe run their course. Doesn't mean they're bad coaches. They just maybe aren't the right fit at this time.
And sure.
The Pirates yesterday, hey, they spent $13 million in the last 2 days. That's a first in a while for the Pirates, too. So, you know, it's a weird time to be a Pittsburgh fan.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, Martin Perez, one-year deal, $8 million. A pretty solid lefty. I can't remember. I know he played for the Rangers at one point in his career. I don't think he was on the World Series team, though, but he still is a pretty solid left-handed pitcher, I'd say. Another veteran guy you can add to the rotation. So, yeah, not a bad signing there. And then McCutchen for $5 million, good at math. There was that caller, $14 million over the last couple days. So, yeah. Yeah, the Pirates are exciting. And it's weird to say that right before Christmas. But, yeah, the Pirates are really exciting. They're signing some people, you know, and they are the most exciting team of Pittsburgh teams right now. The Penguins just look so old, and that's the big problem. They're just not playing with that young, talented speed that you get from those young players. And Mike Sullivan is way past the average time that a coach spends with, you know, one team in one cycle. So, yeah, maybe it isn't the right time. I like that perspective there from that caller. Very, very balanced perspective. Pirates are exciting. We're going to look forward to them because the Penguins are struggling and the Steelers are struggling. I like that. And I like the balance, too, the approach there, that maybe it's just not the right time anymore for these two coaches to be on this team. The timing isn't right anymore for Tomlin to stick around or Sullivan to stick around. Sure, I like that. I like that. Let's go to, oh, my goodness gracious, it's Vic in Hazelwood. Good morning, Vic.
What's up, Harry Callis?
Oh, hey, man, you know.
I'm glad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm glad you confirmed that they're a circus, because I see all these guys running around downtown Pittsburgh with all these Pittsburgh jerseys on. I'm thinking it's the Rooney brothers, and Pittsburgh's still a circus. I promise you, I'm not joking, of course. But you know what, man? You hit it right on the head. These guys are clowns, straight up. They just don't get what they have in front of them. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see, now I'm not going to say I'd like to see bad on people, but come on, George Pickens. Come on, bro. You know, you got the opportunity of a lifetime. You're running around saying bad things, acting like you're, you know, holier than thou, and just speaking ill of people.
Yep.
The sports writers and all you guys, you got a job to do like he got a job to do. Fortunately, you guys are doing your job better than him. But the one person I think should keep their mouth closed is Ben Roethlisberger. He should never chime in or nothing, because I don't think there was ever a bigger diva. I don't think there'll ever be a bigger diva. When a quarterback like Mason comes in and you obviously don't want to help him, it's just, you know, it's just, Pittsburgh, it's time for Tomlin to go. I like the man, but it's time for him to go. He has to go, you know, get rid of George Pickens, trade him for, I don't know, trade him and get T.J. Watt's brother back, Derek Watt. I don't know, but get to him. Because if you don't, it's going to get worse, like a cancer. Brother, I love you, man. If
Vic,
I don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas, Vic. I appreciate the call. I always love when Vic calls. Yeah, I mean, so yeah, here's, if you haven't heard, I'm sure you have by now, but the PM team talked about this yesterday. They were the first ones to really get this story, but George Pickens comes out to the public and says that he didn't want to block on that Jaylen Warren run because he didn't want to get hurt. Yeah, and then not only that, the other part of it was that he accused the media of trying to harm his reputation and break apart the team. Mm-hmm. So, that's where we are with George Pickens. Didn't want to block because he didn't want to get hurt on a play like that. I think you referenced one of the Texans that got hurt earlier in the season as well, which, no, still not good enough for me. No. And then he says that the media is the problem. So, like when Vic said that we're doing our jobs better than he is doing his as a receiver. Listen, I mean, there are so many. It's just, I hope that you fans out there have a better appreciation for just like the subtle things that players do when they're not involved in plays, like blocking. Like blocking is very important. And that's why I usually give a little more credit to the players, because if they're doing the routine things right and you're not noticing and you're complaining about their play because you don't necessarily notice some of the other routine things that they do. Like, I give players more benefit of the doubt when things happen where they get criticized because they're still doing the little things. Like, the receivers may still be blocking. You know, the linemen, if they miss one block, they might go for another one. Or they might, you know, make a better effort on another play if they struggle on a previous one. Like, those kind of things. Like, the Steelers, though, are not really, especially the receivers, though. I don't necessarily want to single it to, or I don't want to make it general for everybody. I want to single it to one position group. The wide receivers are just the worst. They are just the worst. I mean, Deontay Johnson before not making routine catches and then, you know, giving up and he didn't block. And then George Pickens did the Deontay Johnson special when Jaylen Warren was running the ball. Warren didn't fumble it this time, but maybe an extra block on one or two guys could have got Warren into the end zone on that play. So it's never an excuse that you didn't want to get hurt to make a play like that. Like, I mean, the amount of money, and they're not just objects for our entertainment. I understand that. Like, we're all human here, but it's like you've got to give some effort at some point to like risk yourself enough to make plays like that, because that's what you're out there to do in that regard. Like, do the routine things right. Sometimes freaky things happen where you get hurt. But like those are the type of things. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, do hurdles or, like, you know, put yourself in likely harm's way. I don't think it was likely he was going to get hurt if he made a block on that play. That's why that's just frustrating. It's just, you're making so much money to do routine things. Like, block. And Deontay Johnson started the trend. And then now George Pickens is in open field, could have made a path for his running back to score, and did not. So it's just, that's just frustrating. And then here's one that you can react to as well. Apparently, Rich Eisen spoke recently and said that T.J. Watt told him that the team just doesn't like to practice. And at first you think, why would Rich Eisen say that? That's probably confidential from what T.J. said. But then again, you think about the way T.J. Watt is and the way the Steelers have played this season, and maybe T.J. wanted everybody to know. Like, maybe T.J. wanted to have a mouthpiece where he didn't exactly say it, but he said it through somebody, and then it gets circulated. Like, then we're going to talk about it, which, yeah. I mean, if T.J. Watt's saying that, too, that is damning on the Steelers. Just not willing to practice, and players not willing to block. Wide receivers specifically. Sorry. Wide receivers. I really don't want to generalize it, though, because it's not every player on the team that doesn't want to block. It's two wide receivers that can't get out of their own ways. And Vic said it very well. These guys have a lot of opportunity in front of them. Pickens, Deontay Johnson. The Steelers have an opportunity. They might have been struggling, but it was better to struggle and win. And they were 7-4 coming into December. They were 7-4 and they had it. I don't care if you win by small amounts of points. They had a lot of opportunity in front of them to maybe finish with 10, 11 wins. Like, I don't get how you could be so frustrated. I don't understand how the wide receivers that I mentioned don't block, how they can get upset with each other. One scores a go-ahead touchdown, and the other one acts upset about it and doesn't celebrate, and then they celebrate when the game is clearly out of hand. It's just, it's weird, and it is a circus. Congratulations. There you go. I have anointed the Steelers as a circus on this show. Again, you might have thought so earlier on, and I don't care if they make the playoffs. I don't care if they finish with a winning record. I don't care. I officially deem them a circus. It's just, it's rough. And I mean, you may have thought it was bad before, but like looking at it now, like this kind of stuff should never happen. And it's happening. Wide receivers not blocking. Players, some saying they don't want to practice. Some saying that they don't care enough. Some players saying everything's fine. Mike Tomlin seeming like he is frightened by the reality that has since struck him since they've lost three in a row to some of the worst teams in the league. It's just, yeah, circus. Call in, tell me what you think. 412-928-9370. Tag me on Twitter. Mention me in a post or on X. I'm gonna screw that up forever. It's called X now. Mention me on X at @Callas_33. That's @Callas_33. And I will react to some of your comments. I'll take some of your comments as well over the phone. Again, 412-928-9370 or on X. When I come back, my name is Nicholas Harry Callas, and this is The Fan Early Morning Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 23 Silverado 1500s up to $7,500 in rebates. Go to sunchevy.com. It's going to be colder today, but it's going to warm up next week. High of 41, low of 27. Excuse me, high of 41, low of 25 today. Clear skies tomorrow. Overcast with a high of 41 and a low of 27. And early forecasts say that it's going to be a high of 54 on Christmas. How about that? So we got the snow out of the way this week, and apparently it's going to be warmer the week of Christmas. So, now I'm not a big fan of that. I like to stay in my house and watch snow fall and, you know, watch the ground get blanketed with the white frost. But that's just me. Maybe you're happy it's warm. It's going to be warm the week of Christmas and rainy. I am not going to be, though. But anyway, sports. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callas. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. A couple minutes left with me before we move on to the Fan Morning Show pre-show with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson. Just some of the things going on around Pittsburgh sports. The Pirates signed a couple guys over the last couple days. Martin Perez, a left-handed pitcher, now on the roster for 1 year, $8 million. And then Andrew McCutchen, yesterday news broke that he will re-sign with the Pirates for 1 year, worth $5 million. He got hurt to end last season, and he got to 299 home runs. He got his 2,000th hit with the Pirates, but had 299 home runs and could not get that 300th before he got hurt. So he's back, so that's kind of exciting to see how he'll finish that up, perhaps hit another one, and he'll get to be a part of the 300 home run club. I'm certainly excited to watch that happen, for sure. And maybe the Pirates can go somewhere and make a better push this season and have him on the roster and be a part of that. That would certainly be exciting. The Pittsburgh Penguins have a game tomorrow against the Carolina Hurricanes. Penguins last played and beat the Minnesota Wild on Monday, 4-3. So They're still kind of struggling, but they're moving. They're certainly moving. They're going to stay around the middle part of the league this year, I'm sure, as well, and either make the playoffs barely or miss the playoffs barely. That's my early prediction for them. But that's kind of the trend they've been on. They've been around the middle, and they're looking kind of slow just because they're getting old. Pittman's basketball plays today, or rather tonight, to be more specific, against Fort Wayne. They play at the Peterson Event Center at 7 o'clock. You can listen to that game right here on 93.7 The Fan. We'll have coverage to the Pitt Panthers Radio Network, and you can also listen to that coverage on the free Audacy app. That's Audacy. Perhaps you have something to do tonight, and you can't have a radio just by your ear, so put in some headphones, put in some earbuds, have one in one of your ears, and you can listen to 93.7 The Fan on the Audacy app. That's Audacy. That way you can kind of sneak in coverage of that game on the Audacy app while you're doing whatever you need to do. You can keep up with the Pitt Panthers with live play-by-play from the Pitt Panthers Radio Network. Again, on the Audacy app, that's Audacy. Or maybe you'll be in your car or wherever you'll be, and you can turn on the radio and you can listen out loud. So why not? And, of course, a whole lot going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers. George Pickens said that he didn't block on that one play that Jaylen Warren had a run on because he didn't want to get hurt. So I'm certain that Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson are going to address that later on. But that's what's going on. Steelers play on Saturday, and Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback. That's the least of the breaking news I've mentioned today, but it's still fascinating, and we're still going to talk about it here on 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Audacy app